troubles brewing in a Boko Haram kind of way. Rampaging elephants can't stop missionaries in Asia. And believers are proclaiming Christ in a postmodern Europe. These stories and more in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Violence in Nigeria continues to grow. Galatians 6 urges us not to give up on doing good. But that's difficult when you're constantly the target of violent attacks by Muslim extremists. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA talks about recent events in Nigeria.
Over the weekend, Boko Haram continued the rampage against Christians, specifically by targeting four churches and opening gunfire in all of these churches, killing. Right now, the death toll is beyond 30, but it's expected to be much more.
The group also shot villagers and burned homes. Despite this, Nigerian Christians are insistent on following the teachings of the Lord and pursuing His will. They're trusting in His strength and guidance.
These Christians are knowing what could face them every Sunday, that Boko Haram could target their church, and yet they're still gathering. They're being faithful to follow Christ in spite of all of this, with the number one thing they're asking for is our prayers.
Next, surprised that Hobby Lobby won the Supreme Court case in protection of religious freedom?
I think the Supreme Court, like much of American society, is trying to figure out what is the role of religion in public life right now.
Greg Howe of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship says one reason there was ever an issue is because many Americans view religion as a private act. But Howe says
religions imply belief. Actually, the fundamental issue for a Christian, for example, is if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you are a Christian, and belief is inseparable from what we do.
The confusion with what to do with religion in the U.S. is a familiar topic for InterVarsity as they're getting kicked off of more campuses. Howe says, no matter what, we need to present the testimony of our faith as truth and not as a preference that we keep to ourselves.
Part of what happens when we reduce religion to a preference is that it becomes private. And as soon as it becomes private, it becomes irrelevant. And when it becomes irrelevant, then it really is easy to dismiss.
Read the full article online for some interesting perspective and insights on the Hobby Lobby case. This is Mission Network News. Storms, murder accusations, mockery, threats of banishment or death, attacks by radical anti-Christians, and even rampaging elephants. These obstacles and more failed to stop Gospel for Asia missionaries in a remote village in southern Asia as they struggled to build a church for local believers. After five tries and 13 years, the building is finally complete, and with over 60 members, it's the largest church in the area. To find out more, use the link at our website. Meanwhile, as a developed nation, France seems like it would be teeming with Christians. But Andrew Howell, a missionary in France with the Mission Society, tells us a different story.
Less than 2% of the population have a relationship with Jesus. The French in general don't have much use for the church or see it's relevant.
After encountering a lot of resistance, Andrew and his wife took a different approach to ministry. They're now addressing community needs through counseling that's based on Scripture. As they meet one-on-one with families and couples, questions lead to opportunities.
Why is there a difference in the way you relate? What is it that makes your marriage different from ours? And it would open doors for us to talk about the importance of that relationship with Jesus.
The best way to help their work is simple.
Pray. Pray for opportunities. Pray for people's hearts to be open and receptive to the gospel.
There are more opportunities listed at missionnetworknews.org. And for the last 20 years, there have been 700 fewer Bible reading Americans per day. Paul Caminiti of Biblica says common excuses like lack of time and resources often have no grounds. Most Americans can't even name the four Gospels or identify more than a few of the Ten Commandments, and that includes many Christians. Biblica offers solutions like the Community Bible Experience, which goes through the entire New Testament. You can check for links at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get the book, Learning to Suffer, God's Way, Discovering Purpose in Suffering by Donald Zoller, free from Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Get your free copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.